welcome to NC Asian American Ministry Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, and I'm your host. Today is the last episode with Ken Tan. Ken is the Senior Consultant for Leadership Development at the Baptist Day Convention of North Carolina, and he is a pastor and elder at Glory of God Fellowship Church. Hello, Ken. How are you?
Hey, Sammy. I'm doing good. It's good to be back.
Well, thank you so much for spending time with us, and it's been a great time for me to get to know you and your ministry. It's just so exciting. And today, as the last episode, I want to ask some questions about your future visions for Asian Americans. So this will be really exciting too. Now, what are some potentials for next generation of Asian Americans to advance God's kingdom?
I would say the potential is unlimited. And let me put it this way. I believe God is already raising up leaders today in different sectors of society. Mm-hmm. We got people in the workplace, even people in politics, people in companies, people in the churches today that I believe can be the next generation of great leaders mm-hmm. that God is raising up. This can be Asian leaders, it can be Hispanic leaders, mm-hmm. it can be anyone. Mm-hmm. As you heard me live from the last podcast, I believe we're not going to limit what God can do to them. Mm-hmm. But what I'm excited about is that we need next generation Asian leaders to be able to step up and start doing great things mm-hmm. where God has placed them. Mm-hmm. What I mean is that they start to help to make a difference.
That's right.
If it's in the local church, then they start reaching people and discipling people. If it's in preaching, then they need to, I'm saying they can do it. Mm-hmm. If it's in the teaching aspect, don't limit what God can do. You can become the next Francis Chan, right? You know, or whoever God may be raising up. And if it's in sport, then be a good player in sports, right? Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying, Asian American, just the word Asian American, gives us the chance that sometimes we are viewed as people who value education. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of people who really are educated right now. We're Asians
right.
too.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing well. I just want to say my children are doing well in the workplace today,
mm-hmm.
and not because they're just Asian Americans, mm-hmm. but I see because God has gifted them and blessed them.
That's right.
So it can be any person. So that's just my encouragement. In other words, you start to excel where God has placed you. Mm-hmm. When I say excel, become the person that God wants you to be.
Mm-hmm.
Not just who you want to be, but what God wants you to be.
That's right.
And wherever He places you, you can make a difference.
That's right.
Then they can say, wow, so Asian Americans can do that as well.
Mm.
Now, I just want to give you back part of my background. I was the first evangelism director for the New York State Convention that was not Anglo.
Mm.
When I became part of the North American Mission Board, I was the first ethnic person to become, I'm saying to be in that position. Well, it was a new, but I'm saying it was not because I planned to be there,
mm-hmm.
but wherever I was, God was using me. And for some reason, I was tapped mm-hmm. and I was brought to another place of ministry where I was not planning to be.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just because wherever you go, mm-hmm. if you give your very best to the Lord,
that's right.
You don't have to be the best.
Mm-hmm.
You give your very best.
Mm-hmm.
God honors that.
Wow.
And so He will open those doors for you.
Yeah. Wow, that's very encouraging. Yeah. So you set the tone, right?
Yes.
God has definitely used you to open up for more Asian Americans to jump in and step up for the Great Commission.
Amen, amen. Yeah. Yes.
So I think I received that benefit as well.
Don't limit yourself, yes.
That's good. Now what, I see that there's a great potential, but what keeps the next generation from living that potential?
Well, I would say, first of all, they're not being tapped.
Mm.
The leadership right now, wherever they might be, mm-hmm. have not seen the potential that they can become. So it's important for a pastor or leader to be able to start to notice who the people may be, even in their churches today, mm-hmm. or the workplace, that they can sense that these people have not only been tapped, they need to be developed,
mm-hmm.
but then give them the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you do that with them, then they're not realizing that they can be used.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe someday they might be tapped somewhere else, but I'm saying that's one of the things that needs to take place.
Mm-hmm.
So as leaders, that, like I defined earlier,
mm-hmm.
we need to help develop others
mm-hmm.
so that they can become who God wants them to be.
Mm-hmm.
But unless you give them those opportunities, unless you even recognize that, mm-hmm. unless you even encourage them, mm-hmm. or even invite them,
right.
or even expose them, then they will not be able to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe somebody else will. But I'm just saying, then you wasted a lot of many years that they could have been exposed, mm-hmm. Given the opportunity to make a difference. Yeah.
So sometimes too much humility can keep you from that potential. Like, I'm an Asian, I'm refugee, I'm foreigner here, so I can do only little things. But that is not really true.
No, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Because the moment we start to think from that mentality, then it's a survival mentality.
Mm.
It's a mentality from working from deficit. We need to work from a mentality where God says, God has given me the gifts.
Mm-hmm.
God has given me the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I can operate from a mindset of being able to do what God has called me. Now the question, the thing that's important here is not depending on myself, but understanding what God can do through me.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You can boast in the Lord, not boast on your own capability.
Mm-hmm.
So when every time somebody asks you, how did it happen? Says, well, I was available. I was obedient to what God asked me to do.
Mm-hmm.
I made myself available. I stepped into that, and God blessed it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that doesn't limit us. So yes, the humility part is important when you understand that you can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you make yourself available and for God to use us, that humility, God is going to raise you up to the point. Remember, from the Bible says that who wants to be great,
mm-hmm.
you must become a servant. It starts from there, which is a good point.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't limit us from becoming great for God's kingdom and,
mm-hmm.
and for His glory.
Mm-hmm.
So that's I would encourage people to say, hey, Lord, what is exciting for me now, Lord? You show it to me,
mm-hmm.
and I'm willing to step in.
Right.
Step in faith, yes.
That's great. That's great. So we can be used by God in a great way, but we can stay humble because it is God who enabled us to do it, but it's not really from our own ability.
Amen. You give God the glory. Always make sure it points to Him, the source, why it happens.
That's great. What would be the essential steps to develop leadership pipeline in Asian churches? And how can first generation help the next generation to grow as spiritual leaders?
So I always believe it starts with modeling here too.
Mm.
If there's going to be something that happens, especially in the local churches or even an organization, a leader must model that.
Mm-hmm.
He must be willing to invest time among leaders who he sees as our potential.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not everybody is going to be a leader. Let me put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But a leader is somebody that you see, and I use the word somebody that has the word faith.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that is faithful. You already see this person loving what they're doing. They're just faithful in whatever work or whatever ministry you put them into. They're available.
Mm-hmm.
They make this as part of their life that say, I'm available. And that availability is where God starts to use them more. And then third, they need to be intentional.
Right.
Intentional. They need to be focused. They need to know that this is part of what God is using me to prepare me. Whatever experiences I have, whether good or bad, this is all a part of intentional plan of God's preparation in my ministry.
Mm-hmm.
T stands for they need to be teachable.
Mm.
You talk to somebody that's not teachable, they think they know everything. It's hard to teach them.
That's right.
You need somebody like is teachable.
Mm-hmm.
But then I would put the last one, which is the missing ingredient to many of our leaders today.
Mm.
It's humility.
Mm.
They need to have a servant's heart.
Oh, okay.
If that is not there, then they are always thinking of how to make themselves greater or bigger. It's talk about bigger ministry or bigger churches,
right?
Bigger. No, humility says, God, you can only do this through me, and I can't do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
Humility says, I'm willing to become a servant, to serve wherever capacity you place me. So even when you're in that area, you show that, and that's modeling.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what needs to take place. A leader needs to model that, and then he needs to invest in other people so that they themselves know how to reach people,
mm-hmm.
how to disciple people, and how to develop other people so that they can do the ministry too.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts with modeling an intentional plan of developing others.
Mm, that's great. Now, this is vice versa. Like, how can the next generation, second and third generation, to help first generation Asian churches to continue to grow?
They have so much to offer too.
Mm.
The second generation is someone that has already lived in a bad bicultural stage.
Mm-hmm.
they can help the first generation navigate some of the things that they may not even understand. Mm-hmm. Because some of the first generation are still thinking from way back home or how they do things. Mm-hmm. The second generation can help interpret for them. Mm-hmm. Because they may feel like, for example, how you talk is being disrespectful. Mm-hmm. For the second generation, that's expressing themselves. Mm-hmm. So you'd be able to learn to become a person that can translate,
right,
can become a bridge, mm-hmm, from the first and the second generation, and even, let's say, the majority culture there. That's what they can offer. Another thing that the second generation can offer is that they can also offer the fact that they are willing to learn. Mm. They must be willing also to affirm the first generation. Mm-hmm. They can say, you know what, I really appreciate how you brought me up. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate your view towards family. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate the fact that you think about the group rather than the self, which is rather rather than being individualistic. They can learn from the first generation. Mm-hmm. They can also learn the fact that the moment they affirm the first generation, mm-hmm, they look at people who are old people as people with experience, mm-hmm, not people that are no longer effective. Mm-hmm. That's the problem with our society, even America today. When you become old, they feel like you're no longer, you know, useful. Mm. When it's not the case,
right,
you look at scriptures. They bring so much experience. Right. They bring so much spirituality. Mm-hmm. Let me use the word spirituality. Is so important. Mm-hmm. How what it means to walk with the Lord, how to pray, which is so important in spiritual leadership. Mm-hmm. It's not just having all the head knowledge, but learning to listen from God. Mm-hmm. Learning to make the right decisions. They can learn from spiritual leaders.
Right.
And this first generation has so much to offer. So the second generation needs to learn from them too. Mm-hmm. But they can also have the first generation know how to look at the future, mm-hmm, together where they're going, so that they can make a difference to expand God's kingdom and His agenda. Mm-hmm. So I would say it's a symbiosis. It goes back and forth.
Right.
They can learn from one another. And lastly, I would say God is preferring the next generation to reach their generation as well.
Mm, yeah.
You know, the Bible says in Acts, you know, David served his generation, he died. Mm-hmm. We all know I'm growing old too. So I make sure that the next generation also knows that God is calling them to reach their generation also, sure, beyond. Mm-hmm. So I may not be able to connect with the next generation, but the next can. But remember, the next generation has to also train the next generation.
Sure.
So you're passing on discipleship principles here of making disciples and leaders even for the next generation. Mm-hmm. So it's a continual development of leaders, mm-hmm, in the local church, preparing them not only for today, but even for the future too.
That's right. That's great. Now, I think this is definitely your sweet spot. How can the next generations impact world missions and other races in the United States?
Wow. The next generation, God is already raising up even today, mm-hmm, that not only from their experiences, from their training, exposure, mm-hmm, relationships, even the web opportunity, you know, when using technology, God is going to use them to be able to impact not only people where they are, but all over the world, because we're so connected. Second, God is also going to bring them all over the world too. Mm. I'm saying they are world travelers right now, the next generation. They, right, will be connecting people from other countries. God will bring them wherever they might be. Mm-hmm. So that, number one, mm-hmm, they'll be able to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is the agenda, to be able to make disciples of other people, not only here, but wherever God places them. And third, to see these disciples become leaders who can also influence others, mm-hmm, to make a difference. That's why I'm excited about them, because they're so connected in many ways, mm-hmm, whether it's Facebook, you know, whatever methodology that have out, social media out there, but also in their relationship personally, that they are going cross-cultural. Mm-hmm. Because of that, they're becoming, in a spiritual sense, world Christians, mm-hmm, who goes all over the world, that we can make Atomos part of Earth, not only from here, but wherever God brings them. Yes.
Wow, so I feel like this is I have a dream moment.
It is. Yeah. I'm praying that we will see so much of the next generation out there, and seeing that not only that they have become, I think we use the expression here, they're not just the mission field, mm-hmm, in terms of reaching the ethnic groups, but they become the mission force that God is going to use,
mm, that's right,
to impact not only our churches, but the current churches that want to become more and more, mm, churches that are going to be more multicultural, more multi-ethnic, but I would say more kingdom-minded churches that reflects the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven.
It is very encouraging to hear that. So listeners, you are not mission field anymore, but you are mission force. You are the future leaders to be used by God for God's glory. Well, Ken, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts and your ministry, your vision. It is just amazing to see how God has used already, but how God is going to use you to impact young leaders and next generations for God's glory. Thank you.
Thank you, Sammy.
Listeners, if you want to hear more podcasts from us, find NC Asian American Ministries at your podcast and subscribe it. You can listen to our weekly podcast update. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.